We're Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hagiyedes v'hashvuya v'hashivcha. So you have a girl who either converted or someone who was kidnapped and released. When someone was kidnapped, we assume that they were raped. Or a shivcha, or a maid, who's hefker. Shenivdu, shenizgaidu, shenishtachru. They were redeemed, or became a yid, they were freed. But, p'chuseis mebas, mebnei shalosh shemim echad, all under 3 years old. And what we know by 3 years old is that's if somebody lost their psulim, under three, it comes back, it grows right back. So irrelevant what happened prior to 3 years old, so like nothing happened. Therefore, k'suvasa masai, they're entitled to a full k'suv of $200, even though we assume under 3 years old things happen, doesn't matter. And v'yeshlan tain of psulim, you can have a tain of, hey, how come I found pesach pesuach? Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, ger cotton, this is Rav Huna's chiddush, that a ger cotton, a child becomes a ger, matbilin oisai al das bezin. That if someone becomes a ger, the bezin can take him to the mikvah and make him a ger. What do you mean the bezin? So Rashi says, al das bezin, im ein la'ov. Talking about he has no father. Because if he has a father, the bezin has no right to intercede. In fact, if you're harming a kid, making him a yid, when the father is not becoming a yid. So it's talking about where there is no father here whatsoever. Rashi, the mother came, and according to Rashi, the mother does not have the power like the father, which all the Mepharshim talk about. Does not have the ability to make the kid a ger. So what happens? The bezin steps in, and matbili, the ain lo ger b'le milutfula. And the bezin steps in, and not table. So all the Mepharshim ask, why doesn't it say they're also moil? Why dafka matbili? Anyway, aldaz bezin Rashi. Shloisha, year betfilos, you need three by the tefillah. Kedin kol tefillah's get, every tefillah's get. Shetichin gimel, you need three. When you need three, only by the tefillah. The other parts you don't. Oh, by the kabbalas and mitzvahs. V'hein nasin loy ov. Now Rashi says an interesting thing here. They become the father. The geir al yidei becomes a geir umagoy v'yayin kosher. So Rashi makes a big chiddusha. Taisus asks a question, doesn't understand the whole idea. How can a child... Okay, we'll come back to this Rashi in. So Rashi makes a big chiddusha. It says he might have Mike Marshall and thought he's trying to tell him with the chiddush that even though the child underage, under bar mitzvah, and he cannot be zeicher for himself, nevertheless the bezin can do it on his behalf. Why? There's chus for life, there's chus for the child, and even though the child's not existent, the zochel adnus loy befalav, he can be zeicher on behalf of a person when he's not around. If that's the whole chiddush of Huna Tanina, we already learned a general rule: zochel adnus loy befalav, they ain't chavla adnus loy befalav. So what's the chiddush of Huna? Everything went amow with him. I would have thought oivik chavi in behalf kerenichalei. A goy would rather be a goy because it's hefkedus. He can do whatever he wants. He can mazana, as we'll see, Rashi, and so on and so forth. We have a rule that an eved definitely would rather be an eved, because Kozman, you're an eved, you can live a very promiscuous life, and once you become free and you're a full-fledged yid, there's no promiscuity anymore. So eved, so we would have thought, you're not helping the kid out when you're making him a yid, you're making it worse. Kamashalan, when do we say a person would rather enjoy a good life if he tasted that good life? Dahani mili godul the tom tami sura. Davki already he was a godul, and then you want to rob him, he already had a good taste. Aval cotton zuchusu life. A cotton is chus. Cold mind didn't term tami sura, it's a chus for him to be a yid. Every
and the chumash.
100%, with as many shivchas as he wants.
But
he can live with a shivch, yeah. Yeah, but there's no chachim. Taisa's question of here is, L'chayda, the whole idea of zechiyah comes from shlichas, and we know there's no shlichas to a cotton, so L'chayda, how is he b'chal kamayid? So Taisa's first answer is that this whole geiris here is only midrabban. Because a cotton one day will come to shlichas, and even though he's a goy, he'll never come to shlichas, but because through this he'll become a yid, or vasachas. So therefore, he has shlichas rabbon. Comes out according to Tesis. This whole gaitis is rabbon, which then Tesis has a problem. So how can he marry Yiddish a girl? And we say he's a full-fledged Yid. It's only Yid rabbon. My Torah is a goy. So Tesis is mechadish. This whole Gemara goes according to the opinion in Gemara Yevam is that the Chacham have the koyach to be oiker the Torah of the kumvasei, which we don't pass in that way. We say Sheval Taisa. That means the Torah says this guy is a goy, and the Chacham says no, he's a Yid, and he can live like a Yid and do everything like a Yid. And then Taisa says, the Gemara could have answered when he said, my Kamashlan, that would be an unbelievable Chiddush. The Gemara gave another Chiddush, which is hard to understand. That's Taisa. Rashi Bavarnas, because Rashi says that the Bezin becomes his Av. What's his business about Bezdin becoming an Av? So Rashi is telling us a whole different approach. Rashi is saying it's not a gezer of shlichus and zchiya, which is, you know, a friendly guy does something for you. This is not a friendly guy. The rights of a father and a child is not, the father's not a shliach. The child goes with the father. And the Bezdin now took over the position of the father, so this is Mahat Taida. That's Rashi learns. That's Rashi Chiddush. And Taisa, the second Taida is that maybe.
So why is Taisa Chiddush come Rashi? Why doesn't he hold
it? Because the Gemara clearly says that it's zchiya matam. Rashi doesn't hold zchiya matam shlichus. As we know from Kedushin. But Tezal sees Kim Tam Shlichus, he has a problem. The other Tezal answer is.
So the Bezdin becomes an Av as a result of the mother's saying, I want to
the mother's totally irrelevant.
So who appoints the Bezdin as an Av?
They decided. They didn't want to, whatever. They can't. The kid, as Shitu Kibetza says, the kid came over to the Bezdin and said, I want to become a Yid. At age of seven.
It's going to be a starting point.
Yeah. But it's a kid.
So he has Bible on himself.
Yeah. Yeah, not by the to do anything, but by the he can make a decision like this. They feel that it's good for the kid, and he has no father who will dissuade him, then it's good. And that's just because if he would have had a father, even if the kid would have come to Bezdin, they wouldn't do it, because it wouldn't be his chus, because you're taking the kid away from a father. Today's the second answer, which is what the Taz and the Shach and all the Mefoshim all argue about, is a big chiddush. When do we say that Tzchiya Shlichus and a Katan has no Shlichus? Only when there's a slight Choyv. Every single good thing you do for somebody is a little bit of bad. He could have done himself, would have been better. He said the only thing that, but where the Tzchus is 100%, then even a child has Tzchiya, has Shlichus and everything else. And for a child to become a Yid, since Loi Tom Tam Yisudah, there's nothing wrong. It's the best thing that could have happened to anybody, become a Yid. So it's 100% Tzchus. Everything else is tasted, you know, the case of Truman and the Dharma over there, where somebody does Truman, perhaps. You missed out on the mitzvah. So it's 95% good. You did me a favor, but you took away, you know, every single schus has a little bit of chayv involved. Therefore, we say shlichas and ischi and all that kind of stuff.
With a Gershon Isgaliel, he loses all these relationships, right? So father and son are not talking about offering his life to God. Before that, they're going.
Yeah.
At the stage of going, what is the nature of this bailus calling, you know, comment this bailus that the father has over his son?
What is the goy? A ger yashes his father matzeda. Now, if this guy has
after
no father,
before
after ger he's not a gash. That's why it's a goy. Yeah. But since the has no father, he would already yashen his father. It's already his. And now he becomes a yid. There's no son anymore. What possible son does he have?
No,
only
I'm
good.
I'm looking at purely looking at the stage of a ger.
Yeah.
We have a certain halachas vis-a-vis goyim about taking yoni no more bishlam. So do we have a concept that the father has a bailus over this son to be able to come to Bezdin and say,
"No, a yid can sell his yid." Shidduch Bezdin brings other to shining that want to say maybe like he does like a yid. But a yid, the father can sell his daughter. A father can has a bailus over his kids. And the goy, you don't have that.
Goy doesn't.
No. Some say yes, some say no. No.
So in other words, whether he has a father or not, he is irrelevant.
Of course it is, because when it comes to gaydis, it's good for him. It's a schus, the father, that's 100% schus, because the kid wants to be with his family. It's good for him. As you might say in a minute. Rashi.
So what about
Abramovim? The Raya is that they're all the Rishonim bring, the Ritva and others is from Eden when went to Ben Mitzrayim, they all became Eden, and including the children. Who made the children Eden? The babies. And then, who gave them, who made a 9-year-old kid a Yid? Obviously, that's a schus for them, and that's how we know that you can make them guy your kids. Families, family units, the whole family structure. Rashi, you can't hurt somebody fun of he has free promiscuity. Okay, what do you tell me? Yiddish girls are very sneezy. And you don't find some of hefke. When he tastes it, he grew up that way. Once you had a taste of it, so it's very hard to make you back. Okay. It says now Mishnah. Under 3 years old. Now, how did this ger become a ger under 3 years old? My love, the atvi linu al das bezin. That a young kid can become a ger through a bezin. Says the Gemara, who said there's no father in the case? We don't need the bezin. When the whole family unit becomes gerim, then the kids also become, because that's the best thing for them, and the father does it on his behalf. The nichalu b'may dov davun. Every kid wants to be with his family. So therefore, you don't need a bezin to intervene and so on. Rabbi Yosef says, even though Rav Huna is right, might be a bezin, but I say that when they grow up, they can be moicha. Against the gear. Machlekes Rishonim here, if Rabbi Yosef is only referring to Rav Huna's case where Bezin did it, or is Rabbi Yosef talking about even a case where the family unit or Megaya, even the father, anything else, the kid can still be Moichah.
You can take this back and goodbye. And he went off to live with his Goyish father.
Not so simple at all. But anyway, because we say that whatever. Okay, not getting involved. Okay, talking about Vayit Rashi. He dealu. He tanya's guy about filimam. So Rashi clearly says even with the father. Rashi clearly says even in the case of the father, Megaya, at the age of 13, he has a right to walk away. I don't want to be a Geir. Go back to the Goyishkeit. Because once a guy is a Yid, and then 10 years later he decides to become a Goy, he's too late. He's like a Yisrael Mummer. He's a Yid, and he gets all the punishments and everything else. But here he has a choice. Once after he's walked away and he's been Kaddish, nothing happens. He's not like Yisrael Mummer, he's a Goy. It says in our Mishnah, you give a ksuv of $200. You're giving her a ksuv of $200, and then when she becomes bas mitzvah, she decides to become a goy, and you're going to give her $200, so we're going to give $200 to a goy. Why? Chacham can make a takana to give $200 to a goy, because you don't know what her situation is. At the age of 9, let's say she divorced, you give her $200, and then 2 years later she becomes a goy. So why the Chacham make a takana to give $200 to a goy? You have been loksuva, the ozla of the so she can have a good time while she's a guy. And for the Gemara Lechi Godla, you don't have to give her the ksuvah. Well, now Mishnah says, you marry this girl as a ketana, 7, 8, 9 years old. You got to give her a ksuvah if she lasts with you until she's 12 years old, when she became a yid. And then you divorce her, you have to give her the ksuvah, the $200. But not before 12, because then she might turn into a guy, and then why would we give her? Freddy Gemara Lechi Godla, Nami Mechainavke, but Gemara right understood that any time in her life she can just walk away. So what's the point? Well, you're never secure that she'll remain a yid. Once she was 12 years old for 1 hour, she didn't stop. Rashi, and if after 12 years old she walks out of my interest, whole question when you have to ask her, ask her 12 years old, yes or no, or if she continues living after 12 like a frumi yid, that in itself is a statement, yes, and if later on, 2 weeks later, she says no, it's too late already. Yeah.
So you got a katana as a giyoris?
That's what I'm talking about, the Mishnah, right? Yeah.
Who's the kaddish
for that? A yid.
Yeah, but who do you give
Kesef
Kedusha to?
What do you mean?
She's under 12. Usually you say when it's under 12, the parents is the Rabbonim. Or you say it's the father's Kedusha. But if it's a gay, you don't have a father.
So maybe her mother and everything else, Kedusha and Rabbonim. We have like anybody else, Kedusha and Rabbonim. And she has Miyun, but let's say there's no Miyun, you give her a get, you give her a Ksuba. So Staka Modern Zachar, all those years she's a yid, her wine is not yain, and the Mefoshim have a hard time understanding. So the wine that this kid touches is not yain, Nesach, the yid. And then at the age of 13 decides to walk away, or she says 12 years old, walk away. So what happens? All that wine that she touches, yain, Nesach, how does the whole thing work? And they were married, let's say, for 3 years, that means he lived with the shiksa for 3 years. How does, the whole musig is very hard to get the head around it. What does it mean? But he was talking about eating the goy. The guy lived with a Yiddish girl, thinking he's a Yid, and then 3 years later she decides to walk away. So what happened? What was she till now? Retrospectively, what is it? Very hard to get the heads around it. Yeah, see, you're all worried about money. But we're talking about, was she a Yid or goy all those years? Where was she? And back to Gemara. Masiv Rav asked a question. So Abai asked a question from our Mishnah, and we said that no, the ksuva is not going to a goy. We wait till she's 12 years old. Most of Rav, another Mishnah, says Elon Nigel can ask about a penalty. If you rape one of these girls, you have to pay them money. Whether she was a mamzeres, he can't marry her, doesn't matter. You still have to pay her money. And the sin, the nation of the sinim, they were never really accepted as Eden, and kusis and giyedis. Allah, all less than 3 years old in the day. Yes, like Nazir, entitled to a penalty. Now, the question could under 3, even if they were already a bull, the din of penalties only if she's a psula, they're all considered psula. If you tell me they can walk away, Yahabin like Kras, we should give a penalty to a guy. Those live Achlav Yuzi, she should enjoy it while she's a guy. And for the Gemara, so the same question is a Bayev in a different place. Answer the Gemara, Chigodla, you don't give it to her now, you wait till she's 12 years old. Chigodla, Nami, Milchai, Benavke, anytime she can walk away. Kim, she gives Achlav Yuzi, she can no longer be Mechai. She can no longer be Mechai. Why didn't Abaye ask the question from Knas? Hossam Knas, there we're talking about Knas. Hainu timing, you know why we still make him pay? It's a very interesting question. When you give a Knas, in theory, what's the purpose of a Knas? Somebody did something wrong to, Reuben did something wrong to this girl here, and you make him pay a Knas. What's the purpose of the Knas? Is it a punishment to him, or is it compensation to her? What's the idea of every Knas that we do? Kaful. You steal, you pay double. What's the idea? To punish him, or that he should compensate for the anguish and aggression he had? But what's the main focus? That's the machlekes Abaye
over here. When someone steals an ox or a sheep, why does he pay more?
For the ox?
So one thing is busha of him, but the other idea is
he worked hard.
Causing more loss to the balabais. You've got to repay him more.
Okay. True.
It's
yeah.
It's compensation.
Okay, so that's the question. What's the machlekes? So Abaye loy am a karov. Abaye said over the purpose of a knas is to punish him. It doesn't bother me that it ends up with a goy because it's not for her. It's for him that he should behave like a man, not do these kind of things. So Abaye loy, we're not bother with him. We don't want him to benefit. We want to punish him. But Rava says no. The main purpose of Knas is compensation to her. Why are we helping her out if she can become a goy? So he has to give his answer. Rava Abaye k'suva time the whole purpose of k'suva is that you shouldn't treat a woman lightly while you're married. So therefore, it doesn't bother me that it ends up being a shiksa later. But it's while they're married, while she's a yid, that we're the purpose of k'suva. The k'suva is not what happens. The consequence is that if she divorces, she gets money. But that's not the role of k'suva. The main purpose of k'suva is while you're married, she should feel secure and confident that he's not going to just throw me out of the whim. So, and that's that time she was yid. Lashi. By the makarav, the moisim miknasa k'suva after yiftin lakasha the time because leichad nisla lepote she mi pote. Lo me by the moisim miksuva hasn't time might take another k'suva shle take al ben leitziv chol man shle michse giyed is by yiftin lotik and make it on. Okay, next Mishnah. We don't have time to do Rashi anymore. This is the Gemara. Says the Mishnah, Hagodul Shabar Laktana, if an older guy had relations with a very young girl, and or we're talking about a young girl, I mean under 3 years old, so nothing happened, or a cotton Shabar Lakdala, case number two, he's under 9 years old, that had relations with an adult girl, so nothing happened. Umukas A, she lost her psulim, but not through human intervention, but she fell, she was horse riding or something that caused her to lose.
Harold used to touch this to us. She sat on a log.
Okay, that's a little touch. But any other thing that happened that caused her to lose her psulim. Ksuvasim Asaim. Divra made holes in all these three cases because it wasn't by human intervention or she didn't lose anything at all. She's a full psula and she gets entitled to full entitlement. From the Mishnah, it seems they're only arguing the case of Mukas Eitz. That a Mukas Eitz, the fact is she's not a psula anymore. Might not have committed if it's because through a human or not a human, she's not a psula anymore. And therefore, ksuvas a mana, she's only entitled to a mana. That's number one. Number two, also a psula, if she's an almana, she's a psula, but she was already married, not just engaged, we had before when we said she's a full psula. She was married, just we know that nothing happened between the two. There were eidim that they never lived together. Almana, she's a widow, either from a gurush or she's a divorcee or a chalutza, minan asuyin. Because you already in your mind, even though you heard that nothing happened between them, the fact that she married already, you view her already differently. To you, she's no longer a psula, she's a bula. Therefore, the title to hunt and the ain't a time psula. You can't come in with a title, oh, I thought she was a psula. You never thought she was a psula. If she was married to somebody, it doesn't matter if nothing happened or whatever it is.
You can't have it both ways. You can't have a $100 psula and stand the
exactly.
Psula.
Exactly. Hagiyedis, Ashivuya, Veashivcha, Shin Nibdu, Shin is Gaidu, Shin is Tachru, the Sadis Abonai Shonyacha. They were 5, 6, 7 years old, so then we assume that they were no longer a psula. And so when you married them, you knew they were not a psula. And therefore, Ksavas and Mana Bainan Time Sulim. Omar Abu Dambarab. We're talking about Stam Ksuba, yeah. You're talking about a Tasis Ksuba. Talking about a Stam. And remember, we'll have a Gemara later. In most cities in those days, nobody even wrote a ksuba because it's called a ma'ase bezin. Everyone knew that you get married, you have to have a ksuba. They even write it. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Rav, cotton habo al hagadela. If a cotton under 9 years old has relations on a gadela with an older girl, not pshat nothing happened at all. You can't say nothing happened. But what we do say is osa mukas eitz. True, he's under nine, says B is not a proper beer, but the fact of the matter is, he's no different than if a piece of wood. So therefore, she, and what do we have on Mukhaz 8? A machlek is a mer chachamim, whether she's still entitled to $200 or $100. So even in this case here, Kotenberg Dela, according to chachamim, she's reduced to $100. Ki amrita kamei de Shmuel, they said this to Shmuel. He disagreed. Ein Mukhaz 8 de basar. Mukhaz 8 is only Mukhaz 8. Over here is a cotton, nothing happened, she's entitled to a full $200. So Ika the Maslash might be allowed. Other people learned it on its own without any titles of you know that. Cotton abo al aids gedele. If a cotton comes on a gedele, Rav said directly, also mukhaz eitz. The din is like a mukhaz eitz. According to Rav, whatever the din mukhaz eitz is, the same din applies. Yes, something happens. According to Ravonin, you reduce to $100. Ushmulamar ein mukhaz eitz bebasar. To Mosi Rabbeishi, Rabbeishi, look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, it seems, the only case that Ravonin argue in the case of mukhaz eitz itself. They're not arguing the case of gadol habor a katana or a cotton habor al gedele. According to you, the Chacham should have argued also a cotton habor al gedele, that a cotton habor al gedele should also be on $100. Yet the Mishnah seems to be only arguing mukhaz eitz. Freddy Gemara, Mosi Rabbeishi, gadol habor al katana. The cotton habalag deila umukas aids suvasim masayim $200 divi rameir. Vachacham my mechame say mukas aids suvasim mana mukas aids suvasim $100. So it's clear that they're only arguing mukas aids. Amar Rabbi, you're reading the Mishnah incorrectly. According to Shmuel, this is how you read the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi says Rabbi, hachi kama. This is how you read the Mishnah. Gadol habalag tana full stop. What happened to Gadol habalag tana? She's under 3 years old. Leklum, because the psulim come back, nothing happened. The pach is mekan anything less than 3 years old. Kenois and edzer ba'ayin dummy. It's like you're putting a finger in the eye and it just pops right back. But stop. Next case. What about a cotton abal agdela? He's under 9, but a cotton abal agdela. That's not that something did happen. Okay, it's not a proper beer, but something happened there. Probably removed her psulim. Therefore, asa mukas eight. It's treated like a mukas eight. No, and what's the mukas eight? Or mukas eight? Good for plukti the mayor rabbanon. The mayor holds full $200, and the rabbanon say $100. That's how you read the Mishnah. Now we have a very interesting machlekes here on Mechamah, and Rav Sheish says, Amr Mechamah says, machlekes, when is the machlekes a mayor and a behuda by a mukhaz eitz, whether the mayor says entitled to a full 200, and the bonus says down to 100, kitchen, hikibo, you knew before you got married to her that she was a mukhaz eitz, nobody deceived you, you knew that she was a mukhaz eitz. The question is, how do we treat a mukhaz eitz? The mayor says, look, a mukhaz eitz is no different than a begetis. This whole din of psulim is only when she's until 12 and a half. Once a girl is 12 and a half years old, we assume, There's no longer any more. It's a pesa pesuach. That's how Rashi learns. Rabbi Chanan learns that after a girl 20, 30, 40 still has a null, but no dam anymore. Whatever it is. But once the begetis, it's different. So therefore, and the mayor says that mukhaz eitz is no different than a begetis. There's no human intervention here, no human intervention here, and you're entitled to full $200. However, the rabbanon say, no, we treat a mukhaz eitz, there was some intervention here. It's not natural. Therefore, it's not like a Mugedis, but rather, Madame Lula Bula, like a Bula, which only tied to 100. And the Mar explains. One second. Avaloi Hikibo, you assumed that she was a full Psula. And then afterwards, you found out that she was a Mukhaz Eitz. Different story altogether. Kondra Mahama, then Divide Hakale Klum, you were deceived. Kondra Rabbi Chama, you thought that she was a Psula. It turned out to be that she was a Mukhaz Eitz. Even though there was no human intervention, you were deceived. The whole chasn is off. That's Rabbi Chama. Now I'm going to ask a question before you go further, explore it further. But Rameyeh, what's the machlek? Is why does Rameyeh compare it?
Difference if she's a mukhaz eitz or a be'ula?
How do you know?
I don't know.
She brought eight and she swore, and we believe her. We'll see the next Mishnah. You know the whole thing. When she says one thing and he says something else, we always believe her. Machlek is a b'shua and I'm going to believe her. Okay, with the migris, that's the next three pages. Famous Gemara. Rameyeh. So well, first of all, Rameyeh. Am I medam again? Why does Rameyeh say that a mukhaz eitz is compared to an adult girl? He says, you know why? Why don't we compare it to a girl who's not a psula anymore? So he said, very simple. Be'ula is abed b'mais b'adam. There was human intervention to change things around. Mashenkin, begetis, there was no human intervention. And mukhaz eitz, same thing. Halloy is abed b'mais b'adam. What's a mukhaz eitz? Nothing happened by humans, so therefore it's like a begetis. Rabbanon, amedam lola be'ula. The Rabbanon, if you're already comparing it to a be'ula, you know why? L'chayda, why Bula and Adam Yil Begedes? What do they argue? So they answer, Begedes, nothing happened. She grew up. Loi is Abba B'maisa Kla. How can you compare to Begedes? She's 12 and a half years old. The nature came in and things changed. Over here, it wasn't nature. Okay, it wasn't human intervention, but there was intervention. It's counter nature. And therefore, we should treat it like a bull. Okay, now the Gemara will explore this other issue of Rav Chama. You just said, but if you never knew you were deceived, you're saying, what? The whole thing you make a toss, I want my money back, no ksuva, the marriage is off. Rav Nachman, I have a question from a Mishnah later on, the next Mishnah, in 2 days. He, I met her, she says, Mukitz Eisani. He came and said, hey, Pesach Pesach Pesach. She says, yes, it's true. I was in Mukitz Eitz. I went horse riding. I did aerobics. Something happened. Yeah. Who I met, and he says, in the from a Velvet, they don't let girls go horse riding for that reason. But who I met, he says, Loino ki eladrus zishat. He says, no, I believe, he doesn't know for a fact, but he says, I believe that you played around and you were Mazana. That's what he says. But she's saying, no, I'm Mukaz Eitz. So I'm in the manner, she's believed. No, what happened? When he married her, he thought she was a psula. Turned out to be she wasn't. So he says, hey, what's going on? You were Mazana, and what's going on here? And she says, no, I'm Mukaz Eitz. What should the din be? He was deceived. The marriage is off. So what does it mean when Abba Lezer says we believe her? Believe her what? Yeah, nothing. She was deceived. He was deceived. There's no marriage. You don't get. You don't ksuba. Nothing. And yet Rabbi Gamliel and Abba Lezer both say that she is believed. Believe her what? To stay married. How can Rabbi Chama say that? So therefore, comes along the Rav and says like this. So this is the first Rav, it'll be a second Rav. First Rav is, Elama Rav, Bain Hikiba, Bain Lahikiba. No difference if you knew he didn't know. Little Rav Meir, you're always entitled to Messiah because the Mukazet is nothing. No different than normal Psula. Little Rav Banan, according to Rav Meir, why are you entitled to the full $200 if you knew about it? Because nothing happened. So even if you didn't know about it, if nothing happened, nothing happened. So you're always getting your $200. No difference whether you knew about it before or didn't know about it before. But the Rabbanan say that something did happen. The Rabbanan say the moment you're Mukaz Eitz, you're no longer entitled to $200, you're entitled to only $100, which means something happened. What happened? You didn't know. I didn't know that. But something did happen. I didn't know. You deceived me. So the Rabbanan, there's a difference whether you knew or you didn't know. So Rabbi says, Le Rabbanan, he kibba, if I knew that you're Mukaz Eitz, I expected it. I knew you're no longer a psula. Okay, samana. Or below you kibba, I didn't know something happened. I expected a psula and turned out to be something that happened. Like, clue. You lose out. That's the Rabbanan. But then we know Rabbi changed his mind later. How did Rabbi change his mind? From a discussion that went like this. Tanya, we learned the Braisa, Ketzad. So how does, what's an example of a Yitzar Shemra? What's an example of a guy who spreads malicious stories about his own wife? Well, the husband who just got married to this woman goes to Bezen, and he says to the father, Poloini, you, he's talking to the father, I did not find your daughter, your daughter over there was Chveswas, because she wasn't a Psula. So he said like this, Im yesh edim shezinza tachtav, if there were witnesses that while they were engaged, she committed adultery, then yesh lo ksuva man, she's entitled to ksuva $100. For Gemara, right before we go further, pounces, what do you mean? Im yesh edim shezinza tachtav baskili, she gets killed. And when you get killed, you know ksuva, you got to give her nothing. She's mazana while she was married, engaged. And you get skila, the worst kind of punishment. So obviously the braisa is missing a few words. Harikav, this is how you're supposed to learn the braisa. If there were witnesses, they were mazana beskila. But what happens if zinsa miikada? What about if it did not happen while they were engaged? It happened beforehand. Then she's entitled to a ksuva man $100. Okay, you're entitled to $100, which sounds like the chachamim, not like a mayor who says that a mukazet is nothing. Chachamim $100. Okay, but meanwhile, we don't know the difference whether you knew about it or didn't know about it. Then, and in fact, it sounds like you didn't know about it. Because you're saying I didn't find psulim. If you knew she was a mukaz eitz, what are you coming to Bezin for? You knew that. So obviously he didn't know. He was deceived, and you're getting $100. But Amar Rav Chiya bar Rabbi, Amar Rav Sheshes came along. Chiya bar Rabbi's name Rav Sheshes. Zoyse medes. From here he learns out. He wants to extrapolate a new chiddush. What about konsa becheskas psula? Forget about mukaz eitz. You married a girl thinking that she was a psula. The nimtzas buula. And you found out that she was a buula. Generally, nothing with mukaz eitz. You found out that she had relations before they got engaged. You were tricked. Yesh l'ksuva mana. She's entitled to $100. It seems from here that even loy hikaba, and even not mukaz eitz, a case of normal case of bula, she admits that she had a relationship, but...
When she was a pnuya.
Yeah, when she was a pnuya. So, and yet you're entitled to $100. That's what Rav Sheshes says. Because I'm still your wife. Okay, I'm no longer the version you thought I was, but I'm still... I didn't do anything illegal. Okay, so I'm reduced. She didn't tell him otherwise. She never said anything. You made assumptions. No, I was like, you made assumptions. You never asked me. If I lied or something else. You never ask. Who's going to ask? Who asks? So you assume. Maybe everyone makes assumptions here. And this Rav Sheish, Rav Nachman said, you're telling me that if it turned out to be a bull, she's entitled still to $100, even though he was deceived. It says, Mefedish, Hanoisei Esa Isha, if a man marries a woman, tomorrow's Mishnah of Elim, Motzala Psulim, he didn't find any Psulim. He, I met her, she grants it. Yes, I'm a bull. But she says, Misha Arastani Nenasti, I was raped. I was embarrassed to tell you, but I was raped after we got engaged. And therefore, Venestach was today, too bad. When you had me engaged, I was a Pnuy, I'm entitled my full $200. Something happened, and it's like going to buy a field and flood it. Too bad. Who I'm like, no, I disagree. Eliki Achaloi Rasticha. I believe that it happened before we got engaged. And the whole thing is a mekatos. It sounds like, if he's right, thinking that she's a psula, and she was taka ba'ula from before. He's saying it before we even got engaged, you were already bula. Mekhi mekatos. What does it sound like? What does a mekatos sound like? The whole thing is null and void. In other words, what are you telling me over here, Rav Sheish, that you're entitled to $100? We're entitled to $100. What do you tell me entitled to $100? Says the Fesha Mishnah here that if it turned out to be just a Ba'ula, you're entitled to nothing. It's a Mekatos. That's the question we're asking on Rav Sheishis. Yeah. But Amar Lo Rav Chiya, exactly. We have to trust her more than him, because what does he know? He's just guessing. He's speculating.
Trust her more. What does
he know? Yeah, but at least she knows. What does he know? He's guessing.
He's making allegations.
Yeah, he has no proof. Exactly. So we'll talk later about Chazakas and Migus. If she was alive, she could say, I better lie. She could say, Mukas Eitzani. But you know the difference. Rabbi Chiya Barabin said, you're asking this question for the Mishnah. It's not a question. You know why? Efshe Rab Amram, you should know that Rab Amram, the Chol Gedoyle Hador Yosvi Ki Amar Rav Sheish Lashmaitim, when Rav Sheish came up with that big Kiddush, that you married a girl thinking she's a Psula, turned out to be a Bula, that she's entitled to $100. When he said that, Rab Amram was there, and all the great people were there. And the Kashilu, they actually asked, somebody asked that question from this particular Mishnah. Vishani, and they answered, you know what they answered? Bishas Maise, my Mekartos, you know what it means? That was a mistake? Not the mistake, and there's nothing there. Nami Mimasayim. You don't get the full 200. I have a money, Islay. That's what they answered then. So what are you coming 100 years later and asking the question? But Amri Lay Lesser Klal, you're coming along asking a kash as if you just invented the the world. They already had this question, already answered. Mekatos only means 200, down to 100. So it's not a kasha on Rav Sheishis. But Amar Rav, so Rav, he heard his whole conversation, came along and says, no, I think the question is a good question, and I don't think the answer was right. I don't care who sat by that answer. I think Rav Sheish is asking a good question, and the fact that Amram sat there and they answered doesn't tell me anything. You know why? Because the word mekartos, you don't use such a strong word mekartos unless it means the whole purchase was a mistake, meaning nothing happened. Not that something happened and you have to tweak it, tweak it at the edges. Nothing happened. There was no marriage here, no ksuva. Legamri mashme. It sounds like he forfeits the ksuva completely. No, so the Elakasha, so we go back to the original question then. Ach, so treat, so therefore answer like this. So go back to the original Braisa that we brought from there later on. The Braisa that Maisa with that if she was aiding that she was Mazana during the Erusin, she gets skillless. So when you get $100, so this is how this was Rava answers Highland the Braisa. And from this Rava's answer, we can see Rava changes mind. If there were witnesses that she committed adultery after she got engaged, Miskila. She was a Mazana before they got engaged, then it's a Mekartos, because he thought he was marrying a Psula and turned out to be a Bula, Mekartos, Lakulim, it's nothing. But what about Mukas 8? Nibtas Mukas 8. This is what the Rabbi is saying here. When is the $100? So when do you get $100? Either zero or the full 200. So when do you get the $100? Nimtzas Mukas 8. If it turned out to be that she's a Mukas 8, yes, Loksuva money. Now, who holds $100? Only the Rabbanon. Because according to the Meir, you always get $200 because nothing happened. So who's the one who says $100 Rabbanon? And yet here you didn't know you were deceived, and yet the Rabbanon still say how much you get, $100. So we see Rabbi changed his mind. Before Rabbi said that if you knew that she was a Mukas 8, you're entitled to 100, but if you were deceived, you get nothing, according to the Rabbanon. Here we see Rabbi's learning Pshat in the Braisa like the Rabbanon and saying that even though you were deceived, she's still getting $100. So there's no difference. Hikabah, la hikabah, you're always entitled to $100. So Rabbi Chama said that according to everybody, if you were deceived, you get zero. According to the Rabbi's first version, according to the Meir, you always get 200. According to the Rabbanon, if you knew 100, if you didn't know, zero. But now he says, in all circumstances, you get $100. Rabbi just said before, Rabbi changed his mind. Continue tomorrow, Mishnah.